Thanks, Dom. 7:20. The most striking and alarming statistic published yesterday was the one showing that the number of people dying in care homes almost doubled over 4 weeks. Official stats are still thought not to have caught up with the numbers said to be sick or dying of the virus itself, which is a cause of real alarm, particularly for families worried about relatives living with dementia many, many miles away. Sandra Berg now reports.
Every day, Tamara Gordon in Wales calls her father in London.
Are you staying inside?
Not particularly. I think we venture out for 5 minutes or so every so often.
Are you washing your hands and wearing gloves and things?
Am I what?
My dad's 85 and lives alone, diagnosed with dementia. He's just about managing to live on his own, but that was before the virus. Now I'm really worried because however many times we tell him about coronavirus or the lockdown and the need to socially isolate, he doesn't remember it.
Tamara would like to employ a carer for her father or come and stay with him herself, but fears either could put him at risk.
I think if the carers had PPE, carers in the community that are moving between houses, then I would feel confident to try and find the right carer for Dad, and that would give us some backup if he got ill as well. That's one thing. And the other thing is, as a carer for my father and for all the other carers out there in the community, if we were tested as a priority, then we'd be able to go back and help our parents.
Care workers themselves are extremely worried. One contacted us to say this was a time bomb waiting to explode. She was anxious she might infect her frail, housebound clients. Across the country, care agencies are struggling to get PPE, like Sue Cawthray of Harrogate Neighbours.
The situation has been a bit of a roller coaster. We've had to rely on the local community to provide us with as much PPE as we can get. We've had local hair salons donating it. We've had a couple of local businesses, a utility company, because there's a real challenge in getting it and getting it delivered.
Other agencies told me they'd lost clients to the virus and many staff were off sick. It's hardly surprising that families are trying to protect vulnerable relatives in every way they can.
What's that there?
An aeroplane.
Three generations of Barbara Wilkins' family gather round her, coaxing her to talk.
Didn't you go to Spain?
We've been to Spain.
Barbara has severe dementia and cannot walk. She lives with her daughter Susie Webster and her family. Usually Barbara has 40 hours of care per week, but the families cut that to 7 and stayed in themselves. Susie Webster.
We're not able to go out. The risk, I suppose, isn't just for my mum, who, if she got this virus, she wouldn't survive it. I really don't think she would. If she has a chest infection, she's ill for weeks. It not just protecting mum, but also protecting me and the rest of the family.
They need protecting because they're Barbara's carers now. But as dementia alone doesn't qualify someone for the government's shielding list and shopping delivery, the family now rely entirely on neighbours to get food for them. While charities like Dementia UK want that to change, the government have no plans to add dementia patients to the list, which already has about 1.5 million names on it. They did say, in exceptional circumstances, doctors can ask for individuals to be added. For Susie Webster, as for many others, the question is, how long will this last?
I am trying to still hold down my job, homeschool 2 children and provide the care for mum and in some aspects dad. So the long term is a frightening place. So we're trying to do the day to day.
That was Sandra Berg reporting the time 24 minutes past.